Mayor de Blasio has used the phrase universal access to describe the pre-kindergarten programs he's trying to get started. Well, now he's applying that same concept of universal access to a totally different area, high-speed internet. The mayor's goal, to give even poorer New Yorkers an access road onto the information superhighway. WNYC's Ilya Marritz is here with more. Good morning, Ilya.
Good morning.
So, you know, this talk of universal internet access came up this week as the mayor was introducing his new mayoral council, Maya Wiley. What's the connection?
Well, this was a bit of a surprise because counsel to the mayor is sort of like the mayor's in-house lawyer. The job description might include looking at judicial nominations, making sure the city's policies are legally sound, and so forth. But Mayor de Blasio says his new counsel, Maya Wiley, will have a much broader portfolio. It'll be her job to spearhead key mayoral initiatives aimed at reducing inequality.
And one example is when it comes to broadband access. I've spoken about this a lot over the last year, and this is an area that Maya has put some serious time and energy into. To have a truly just society means economic opportunity for all. And in this day and age, that means having access to the totality of the digital world.
So, Ilya, how stark is the digital divide in New York?
Well, it's real. Last year, the city comptroller at the time, John Liu, put out a report that found close to a quarter of New York City households do not have a home computer. More than a quarter don't have broadband or high-speed access. And the leading reason given by survey respondents was that it's too expensive. So, and as you might expect, access is not evenly spread. Places like the Bronx have much less access than middle-class and wealthier places like Staten Island.
And who is Maya Wiley, and what's she going to do about making internet access more equal?
Well, unlike a lot of recent mayoral appointments, she's not a familiar face in City Hall, nor is she a familiar face in the world of tech. I spoke with several people who are focused on tech policy in New York City, and none of them had ever met her before. Wiley's bio says she served in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan. Later, she founded a group called the Center for Social Inclusion, which focuses on broadband access, among other things. And on Tuesday, she really showed her passion for this issue.
So many people in this city, even if they are lucky enough, and many aren't, but even if they are lucky enough to have access in their neighborhoods, they can't actually afford to pay for it. Because if you can't afford to feed your family by the end of the month, you can't afford $75 a month for the broadband service. And that's what we have to fix.
So what can the mayor and his council actually do about making high-speed internet more accessible?
Maya Wiley said there's no one-size-fits-all solution. But after reading through her comments and Mayor de Blasio's comments and talking with others in the field, here are a few ways that I think the de Blasio team could make some difference. One, pressure Verizon to speed up its rollout of the fiber optic network it's building. That's supposed to touch every neighborhood of New York. It's an agreement dating back to 2008, but so far the mayor says Verizon is moving too slowly. Verizon says that they're on track, by the way. Two, local networks. Maya Wiley wrote a very detailed story about this initiative in Red Hook, Brooklyn, which I've also reported on, actually. It's a free Wi-Fi network for the whole neighborhood. That's really a community zone, so support some of those community initiatives. Three, Sandy rebuilding money. There's a big pot of cash coming from HUD, Housing and Urban Development. Some of that money could be used to reinforce our communications infrastructure. And then lastly, look at government assets. Think about those MTA above-ground subway lines. Maybe run fiber along those lines and set up free Wi-Fi points near stations.
Mayor Bloomberg was a real darling of New York's tech community. Just briefly to wrap up, what's Mayor de Blasio's relationship with the tech sector?
It's respectful, but it's very different. Mayor Bloomberg spoke fluent startup ease. Mayor de Blasio sees tech as a way to create well-paying jobs, as a pathway to the middle class. He's not one of them in the same way, but he's definitely interested in what they can do for New York.
WNYC's Ilya Marritz. Thanks so much, Ilya.
Thank you.
This is Morning Edition on WNYC.